Thanks for tuning in to Healthy Planet One, where we discuss healthy living from experts in each of their fields. This is your host, Patricia Starr.
Welcome to Healthy Planet One, and we're thrilled today to have Dr. Joy Peterson with us, who is a spiritual practitioner and healer. And we're going to be talking about heaven on earth is here. How about that? I know, Joy, you have been, you're a doctor of divinity and an ordained minister, intuitive licensed spiritual healer, and I've been working in this field for, 20, 30 years? Is that right?
Yeah.
And you you also have a telecast once a month where you talk about the state of whatever the channel is that's coming in at this point. Let's hear some more from you about that. And what do you mean about heaven on earth? That is awesome.
Yeah, heaven on earth is something that's been prophesied for a long time, but people really don't know what it is. And it's become a real challenge trying to promote it, because I was privileged to be part of an opening ceremony where we had heaven on earth open. It was the first day, March 30th, 2013. And a lot went into that happening, where we globally had to clear humanity's past and a lot of darkness in order for that to open up. But the world wasn't necessarily ready to step into that or could recognize what that is. And it really is a state of consciousness that exists in this plane of 3D physical reality, where you have the opportunity, if you raise your consciousness to a higher degree, can experience a life of joy, peace, balance, freedom, and abundance with more ease. Now, the challenge is the time of tribulation started almost right after that, which was bringing forward the darkness that was hidden in the background. And it came forward in order for people to see what's really been hidden, and then also choose between the light and the dark. And those that chose the light, aligned with source within, skated through the last few years with more ease. Those that aligned with the fear, buying into the news, would succumb to more of those energies, and they would lower their vibration and then struggled more where they didn't necessarily have to struggle.
We're still in the midst of that, I believe, right?
Well, no, we're actually at the tail end of that.
Really?
Yes. The Christ consciousness was fully birthed on the planet this winter, but all of it takes time. God's told me for years, just like Rome wasn't built in a day, heaven on earth isn't built in a day. We're in the new golden age with where some people might be more familiar with that terminology. It might be more of a religious term when they talk about heaven on earth. It just is a matter of someone's listening or their background training. But the bottom line is that background, whatever your background is, in the subconscious lays all this program of when this planet was run by darkness. By letting that go, they set themselves free from that and then can raise their vibration and step into an environment of heaven on earth and experience more ease. I know a lot of people who are experiencing heaven on earth and have that life of ease, where I know many people are still struggling. And if you're attached to the intellect, in particular, that will keep someone stuck.
So what would be your suggestion as to how people can tune into what's going on? What are the benefits of doing that? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Up until this period of time, God was basically blocked from reaching people. We've lifted those blocks and barriers. So now when people can tune into themselves, the heart within in particular, they can access source and get divine guidance as to what is for their highest and best good now. If that person chooses to follow that recommendation from the highest source, the one that loves them the most, the one that wants everyone to win, then they can step into that with more ease and confidence, knowing that God's got them. And if they're aligning, though, with the fear and the ego and the way things hadn't worked out in the past, they're going to be stuck in that past. And with my private practice, I'm dealing with that all the time. People can't let go. They struggle letting go. They struggle getting into their heart. They're still attached to the ego, the intellect. And God can be right there wanting to serve them, but they're blocking God.
Yeah, I find that, the mind is a powerful thing. Mm-hmm. But the mind only knows what it knows. It doesn't know what it doesn't know, right? So the concept of heaven is already here on earth, the mind goes like, what are you talking about, right? So, yeah, I can see that it would be really a challenge. How do you deal with that with people? How are you able to get through
that? It's a challenge because most people just go right into doubt and ridicule versus inquiring, why does it look so terrible and what can I do about it? If people take personal responsibility now, mm-hmm. and this is where we're at historically, this is the time for everyone to take responsibility for what their state of affairs are and know that they're now projecting out truly what they're experiencing. And the more that empower the news, for example, they're going to be stuck there.
So you start to clear all that, and you can find that people have darkness in them that they didn't even know that they had, right?
Oh yeah, and that's what they call frequently now the dark night of the soul, is when someone starts to go within, if they're waking up and they go within and they're starting to excavate what's there. Sometimes what they see and learn is so painful or devastating that they shut it down. And that's why sometimes I can help people by just identifying it, cleaning it up, and letting it go. Persecution, for example, was a big past life issue for many people that they carry over now. So they're not willing to step into who they really are and what their calling is now because they're afraid of what others may think and do. It's not as violent now as it used to be. And yet, yes, we see violence out there, but we're pretty much safe. And our consciousness keeps us safe. Where we vibrate, what we're aligned to will keep us safe. So the personal responsibility will shift someone's reality dramatically. So what they're used to empower by the 3D media, for example, they can turn that off, say no, look within.
Because the 3D media just keeps perpetuating these kinds of dark thoughts and fears.
Right, dark agenda. And when they recognize also what's within themselves and let that go, because that's where they get triggered, is some of the old memories that they haven't released. I had the conversation with Jesus years ago when he was talking about We Are the World. When that fundraiser occurred with the musicians, Jesus said, if you go in, all of those individuals went in and healed the problem from within, their connection to that memory from within, they could have shifted the outcome more dramatically than the effort putting money towards the cause. And that's true in any cause. If you clear it from within, the physical isn't as relevant or as effective as going within and cleaning it up from within.
I think that's a really good point, because if we are seeing and we're triggered by something, like you said, that's an opportunity. It's not a bad thing. It's an opportunity that you didn't even know was there.
Perfect. Yes. It's an opportunity. This is what's within my subconscious. Oh, I notice it. Now let's do something about it.
Mm-hmm. So that's very cool. Because when you say heaven on earth, it's here. The Christ consciousness is here. we can plug into that, knowing that if we're seeing something on the TV or we're hearing a story or something that we're personally developed, oh, that's an opportunity. So one of my favorite mantras is be curious and expect miracles.
I like it.
So that's a really good way to tune into heaven is on earth, even though it doesn't necessarily look like that. And, you know, you talk about how we can get that experience of life with more joy, love, and prosperity with ease. I know that that the challenges are all around us. People are challenging us. Things are challenging us. How can you say with more ease? How do we do that?
Well, it's not always easy, but surrendering to God always is probably the magic bullet. And it's the hardest thing for many people to do, because where they're not surrendered is usually where they have an unhealed memory or emotion. Mm-hmm. But when somebody could surrender to God, it can shift the whole outcome of the experience. And it can happen quickly.
So how does one go about that?
It's really letting go on a deep level, allowing God to do the work. Just get out of the way. Just you're turning it over to God fully and completely, allowing God to work through you. And this is what's so magical about surrender. He can work through you and those involved in a meeting, in a circumstance, whatever the situation is. And the words that come through are more eloquent, purposeful, appropriate. The dynamics can shift more magically. You don't have control. People that try to control anything are limiting their outcomes. They're limiting their own experience. And control usually comes based off of fear. And they're operating from a place of fear versus, I trust God's got me. He'll take care of me. Everything will work out the way it's meant to. I'm fine. It's fine. We're all fine. And move along that way. And rather than buy into the circumstances and realities that others are living in. So if you were watching the news or you're hearing your friends talk about their struggles, understand that they're in their reality, creating their own events and circumstance bases based on their consciousness. And you don't have to choose their consciousness to make them feel better so they're not alone. You can say, you know, I love them. I respect them. That's their journey. I'm choosing to experience and live into heaven on earth and have a life of love, joy, peace, balance, freedom, and abundance, and choose what supports that. And what supports that is your beliefs, your supporting emotions. You can't go back and keep replaying, oh, no, what's going to happen? Or I'm worrying about the future. You're just going to accept I'm living in the now. Everything is fine right now. And God's got it.
Well, and if you're replaying, oh no, you're not giving it up. You're not giving it to God, and you're allowing God to support you. I'm laughing because I know I just experienced that, given that I walked into my office one day and I'd been there for 6 years and suddenly had this letter that said I had to be gone in 15 days. That was the whole business. Multiple rooms, multiple things, multiple people to deal with. And I had to find a new place and be gone in 15 days. And, you know, there was nothing else to do but to surrender that to God. And that very evening, a miracle showed up, said, oh, I've got an office and it's ready to move in right now. You want it?
And then
watch everything just happened right in front of my eyes. I literally felt that what to do. There was nothing to do. All these people showed up and stuff started happening, and I have to tell you, the only thing to deal with was to keep my mind calm and keep opening to God, like you said, right?
It's definitely a moment by moment exercise.
It definitely is. I mean, it's been like 15 days since I've been in my new office, and I'm just beginning to feel like I landed. Just very, very beginning. So what are some of the other challenges? And also, what do you see the future holds for us as far as heaven on earth?
Well, the there should be no hunger, no struggle, no lack or limitation. The only challenge with any of that is someone's consciousness. If they believe in lack, they'll experience lack. If they're in their head and replaying the past rather than being present in the moment, trusting, they'll replay the past. So it's really a personal endeavor at this moment. And you'll be able to recognize who's experiencing what by their outer results.
Say a little bit more about that.
Well, before there was sabotage from outer forces. Now there's no sabotage from outer sources. Now it's more of the law of attraction is based on your own subconscious programming. The subconscious is what demonstrates and manifests what you experience in your life.
And that holds your beliefs and all of that stuff.
Right, right. So by cleaning up your subconscious, which I know isn't always easy, because when you do it yourself, you have to sometimes get into the pain and really dig deep in the pain. That's why it's so much easier to work with somebody like myself that just identifies it and releases it without you having to go into that dark night of the soul, so to speak. But when you do and just let that go, then you don't have the computer line item, basically, that's going to play out in your reality. You're deleting that line item, and now you can have a fresh program. And when you consciously want to create something, it's easier to create because you have to be congruent with your high self, your conscious self, and your low self. Your subconscious, like I said, is the part of you that manifests.
You know, I love that, because those challenges that you're talking about can really be almost seem insurmountable to people. Mm-hmm. And working with somebody like you really helps. It's that helping hand that helps you up the ladder, isn't it? So do you have any good examples of that?
Well, I know when I've worked with people and they've let go of their fear. I did a session this week where I left somebody was a magistrate and also was beheaded in two different lifetimes. And she's still carrying that karma and that fear. So we let that go. And now she's much more confident and free to step into what she's meant to do this lifetime.
And how was that affecting this life?
The fear was crippling her.
What did that look like?
Well, she's not doing what she's here for. She's she's a gifted, somebody that's very gifted and has a calling and a purpose, but isn't demonstrating that at all.
That's perfect, because we all have a calling. We all have a purpose, but it's really hard sometimes for people to find what that is.
Yes.
And that's what you're talking about. That if people are struggling with that, they could actually come to you and be able to break through that kind of stuff. Not so easy sometimes. So
none of this work is easy, but it's the most effective thing you could ever do, because it will short circuit creating what you want. Rather than struggle, you put in the time to release what's there, and everything happens more effortlessly.
Yeah, that's really, really good. So talk to us a little bit about, you've given us a bit of idea what the future holds. So I think that it's going to be really important for us to keep that eye on that star, hook our wagon to that, and tell us how people can reach you. And I think you've got a giveaway that's available.
Yes, they can always reach me through my site, joypeterson.com, but also giftsfromjoy.com is where I have a bundle of information, courses, reports, things like that, which I'll be adding also to that as time goes on. So anyone's welcome to those gifts, and it'll also put them in touch with me if they want.
And then also, can people, if they want to listen to what your message is at the beginning of the month, how do they do that?
Well, on my front page, they have there's a join button for the group healing call, which always has a new teaching from God and clearing subjects, anything from government issues to personal issues, money issues, relationship issues. We get into a lot of in-depth clearing with that, and then also a current teaching from God.
And that's usually when, Joy?
The first Saturday of the month at 11.
Okay, great. So our listeners can tune in and get that message direct from God through Joy on her website. So that's joypeterson.com, right?
Yes.
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to having you back again. You always have such great things to share. Really appreciate you being with us today, Joy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
All right. Bye now. And thanks to all of our listeners. Stay tuned and listen to more.
Thanks for tuning into our show on societybitesradio.com. Don't worry if you've missed a show. You can find them all on our website at sarasotaholisticchamberofcommerce.com.